Men may say that only women compare themselves to others. Or men do that as well. They're just doing different things maybe. You know, some may do it in beauty, attractiveness, clothing. Some will do it in wealth. Some will do it in other things. It just, there's always something that we're going to compare. That's why he's saying the nafs is actually, by its nature, it's predisposed to do this, either by looking at somebody else's knowledge. Okay, I've got more knowledge than him, I don't need to study enough, right? Look how much they have nothing. Oh, amalan, oh, halan. Now, if you do this for shukr, that alhamdulillah, at least, you know, we've got a bit, and then that spurs you to look further, then alhamdulillah, that's a good thing. There's nothing wrong in recognizing some good that Allah has given us. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's only if it makes us complacent. That's exactly what he's saying. As opposed to if you were to be a companion of somebody superior to you, with better ihsan, with better beautification, more beautification of the faith, then you will actually start seeing the shortcoming in yourself.